From peacocks to parking woes. A Sarasota homeowner's six-month construction nightmare. What started as a routine utility project in a quiet Sarasota neighborhood quickly devolved into a bitter months-long standoff involving disabled security cameras, alleged mailbox destruction, and a homeowner pushed to the brink by what he described as a shitshow of a circus. The saga on Indian Beach Circle, a neighborhood previously known for its roaming peacocks in proximity to the bay, played out in increasingly irate resident and Sarasota city officials. Preparing to list his home for sale, Sheasley was horrified by the sudden presence of construction crews, heavy machinery, and bright orange spray paint across his property. "What are these asshats doing in my front yard with shovels?" Sheasley demanded in an email to the Sarasota City Commission. The homeowner claimed he had been assured no ground would be broken in his yard. Instead, he returned from a cybersecurity conference in Las Vegas to find a chaotic work zone that was actively deterring real estate photographers and potential buyers. The breaking point for the landscaping, however, was the post-dig restoration. "Who thought this flaccid presentation equals restoration?" Sheasley wrote to city engineer Sage Kamaya, attaching photos of the patched-up lawn. "My lawn looks like a dime store jigsaw puzzle. What the hell is going on? Is anyone embarrassed by all of this?" The city washes its hands. While Sheasley's emails painted a picture of a neighborhood under siege, complete with subcontractors trying to put 50 pounds of crap into a 10 lb bag, city officials maintained a strict bureaucratic distance from the drama. In a summary memo to the city commission, city manager Karee Freiling clarified that the city had investigated the matter, but ultimately, the dispute was between the resident and the utility company. "Please note the work was done within the right-of-way easement, not on his private property," Freiling wrote. She noted that city engineering staff did visit the site, halted work to verify the permit, and required the contractor to lay down fresh sod, an upgrade from the original mulch that had been there. Regarding Sheasley's other claims, including a dump truck backing into a mailbox and leaving a massive wheel rut, Freiling deferred to law enforcement. "The disturbance at the mailbox and allegations of camera tampering or other property damage cannot be confirmed by city staff to have been caused by TECO. Any concerns regarding issues on the private property should be directed to the Sarasota Police Department." Freiling firmly concluded her memo. "The city considers this issue complaint closed." City engineer Sage Kamaya echoed this polite detachment in his direct replies to the frustrated homeowner. After one of Sheasley's lengthy, blistering emails detailing the neighborhood's plight, Kamaya responded with brief finality. "I just wanted to let you know that TECO has finished their work and restored the right-of-way in front of your property. Hope you have a better rest of the week." Disabled cameras and a ruined vibe. The clash wasn't just about grass. Sheasley alleged that the construction workers were actively tampering with his property security. "Why was the TECO subcontractor messing with my security camera mounted on the back of our mailbox?" Sheasley asked city officials. He noted that both of his fence-mounted cameras were mysteriously disabled on the exact night a home under construction across the street was burglarized. "I don't think that was coincidental. Does anyone have any thoughts about this?" For Sheasley, the project was the final nail in the coffin for a neighborhood he had loved for 4 years. The influx of heavy equipment, noise, unattended running trucks, and alleged OSHA violations completely erased the, quote, "and peaceful atmosphere of Indian Beach." Packing their bags. Despite the city's attempts to mediate the sod replacement, the damage to the homeowner's relationship with the neighborhood was already done. In his final emails, Sheasley indicated that the situation had become so untenable that he and his wife were leaving the area entirely. "We are in the process of deciding to sell our beautiful home and find a more peaceful place to live in Sarasota or elsewhere. We aren't ruling out Osprey or even Naples," he wrote, expressing regret over leaving the neighborhood's Ringling Museum, jungle gardens, and resident peacocks behind. As for the new owners of the mansion being built down the street, the very site drawing all the heavy machinery, Sheasley offered a grim warning. "If the owners of the property that is being built are expecting a welcome to the neighborhood party, they'll be waiting a very long time," he noted. "I may possibly be the only resident emailing city employees and commissioners, but I assure you people aren't happy.